Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hi, I'm Vaisheshika Das, and welcome back to Bhakti Pulse. A man inherited a rare exotic bird from his grandfather. To express his deep love for his grandfather and to take the utmost care of the priceless bird, he used his life savings to purchase a golden birdcage. With great devotion, the man carefully polished and cleaned the cage three times a day. Meanwhile, the bird, in its own language, repeatedly called out to the man, "Please feed me." Not understanding the bird, the man returned day after day and religiously polished the cage, but neglected to feed the bird. Each day, the cage became shinier and the bird weaker. By the end of the first week, the bird's requests had become feeble. It gasped, "Feed me, feed me." Finally, the bird succumbed to starvation, dropping dead in its valuable cage. This story seems implausible. Who would be foolish enough to polish the cage and miss feeding the bird inside? But we may be making this same mistake right now. Each one of us is a spiritual being that lives within a perishable body. We are like the bird who lived within the golden cage. Despite our diligence in tending to our bodies and minds, if we ignore our spiritual needs, we will remain hungry despite the hard work we put into taking care of our bodies. All the physical exercise, fine-tuning of our diets, and adjusting of our attitudes can't satisfy us spiritually. Only truly spiritual activities can nourish us. And only spiritual solutions can ultimately help the people of the world in tangible ways. Bhakti yoga, or devotional service, is the direct process of feeding our spiritual selves. There are many powerful principles that make the practice of bhakti so nourishing spiritually. But of all the principles, the most important is that the sound we listen to develops our consciousness. Yes, the subtle element sound is transformative. But all sounds are not equal, and the quality of the sound we listen to determines the qualities of our lives. I'll repeat that. The quality of the sound we listen to determines the quality of our lives. Simply put, some sounds elevate us, others degrade us. Material sounds bind us, spiritual sounds liberate us. The art of bhakti yoga is the simple discipline of keeping oneself in touch with the highest quality of spiritual sound. By this practice, we steadily progress to higher, more fulfilling states of consciousness. And the most convenient way to consume spiritual sound is through mantra. The word mantra is derived from two Sanskrit words, trayate, to free, and manas, mind. A mantra is a combination of syllables that transform our consciousness. Spiritual mantras have the power to not only bring us peace of mind, but also realization of our higher spiritual selves, as well as our connection with the divine source of ourselves. About mantras, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, if a person unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the spiritual mantra, if one chants it knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective. The most recommended mantra for the current day is called the Maha Mantra, and it goes like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who repeat this mantra to themselves or in song will soon feel themselves nourished by the inherent spiritual potency of the mantra. Bhakti scriptures therefore recommend that we take time each day to feed ourselves spiritually. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. And the best way to find the happiness within oneself is by repeating and listening to the Maha Mantra. Please take care of the bird in the cage. That is, please take care of yourself, the spiritual being who lives within the body. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Bhakti Pulse. Have a fantastic day.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this text message. Sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291.